under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into this absolutely TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 1st. Do you believe it? The first 4 months of this year is gone. In the rearview mirror, January, February, March, and April, gone. May 1st is here. Blue skies, warmer weather, green grass, snow is melted, Tigers won yesterday afternoon in Atlanta. This is going to be a fantastic, fantastic show today. I'm so looking forward to it. Great conversations, history lesson in our second hour. Lots of things happening with the budget in Lansing. But again, just want to thank you guys so much for the initial response to the Give, Send, Go campaign. We ended up getting 5 donations, $245 on the Give, Send, Go to raise money for Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop's Legal Defense Fund against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Her Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader, and others. Plus, many of you asked for the address and have pledged to send checks. Well, we'll have an update for you over the weekend on Monday's show. What comes in the mailbox, what is donated online, we're excited. If you didn't hear the story yesterday, first hour, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop is not only defending herself, but she's going on the offense and suing the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, for her 3 rule sets, administrative rules that she has in place for this year's election, August 4th primary and the November 3rd general election. The very same election that she's running for governor. Well, Victoria Bishop got elected November 5th, 2024, to be the Antrim County Clerk on the platform of restoring election integrity here in Antrim County. She vowed to remove the dead people and the people that no longer live in our county. Very simply, after learning the procedures for observing irregularities in the qualified voter files, Clerk Bishop began to verify the information with registered voters by mailing them a postcard. The card, approved by the Bureau of Election and printed by one of their approved vendors, Election Source. filled out the card, mailed it to the folks who had not voted in the last two major elections. Upon getting the cards back, she then would forward the information to the township clerks for their follow-up. Well, on April 14, 2026, Jonathan Brader, Director of Bureau of Elections with the Secretary of State's office, sent Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, a demand letter requiring that she provide all the information he demanded by April 23rd. He also threatened Clerk Bishop with criminal prosecution. She responded, gave him all the information he asked for early on Monday, April 20th. However, while researching her response, Clerk Bishop discovered that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has violated two federal election laws, Help America Vote Act and the National Voter Registration Act. She's hiring an attorney and she's going to sue. We're going to stop these rules from going into effect.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He is a primary candidate for the 1st Congressional District. The primary election is going to be on August 4th. The 45 days of early voting absentee. The ballots are going to be going out June 20th. So the clock is ticking, and wanted to have him on the show today. Give us an update. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you doing, bud?
Good, 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 man. What is happening out there on the campaign trail?
Well, the campaign is getting more expensive with gas prices going up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen the dramatic increase in fuel prices over the last 24 to 48 hours, but it's really affecting constituents, and a lot of people are getting upset about it.
Yeah, well, price of a barrel of oil just dropped the futures this morning to $99. So it had reached 120, which caused that spike. So roughly going down about 15% here in the last couple of days. So hopefully that's a trend. It'll continue. This war ends and the price will drop, get us back to normal for the summer. One of the things I wanted to ask you about specifically is I monitor a lot of news during my day. After I get off the microphone, I watch Newsmax, I watch a Real American Voice, watch a bowling show, I watched a few others yesterday, and I noticed this new opponent that's gotten into the race. He's running some TV ads, and in one of his ads, he actually attacks the congressman, the current incumbent congressman. And I just found that so ironic when just 4 years ago, Bergman, the congressman, incumbent, actually did a fundraiser for this guy down in the Birmingham area. And I didn't know, are you hearing from any of the folks, anybody asking you about this guy? Who is he? Where did he come from? Are you having any folks ask you about it, or are they just focused on what you have to say?
It's something that has come up a few times. It's not something that's consistently coming up in the campaign, just because we put so much time and effort into our campaign, especially on the ground, doing grassroots movement stuff, getting out and meeting with the people, speaking to people. The most important thing about our campaign is focused specifically on people and making sure their voices are heard and they feel a presence, which they haven't felt. And that's not something that any of my opponents can say. None of them are present. They move either up from downstate, or they come in when they feel that it's important or it's campaign season, and they try to buy the election. They mail it in. They'll host a few meet and greets, or they'll show up to fundraiser dinners, but they're not actively engaged with the constituents of the district. And that's what sets us apart. And people see that. They're sick and tired of people coming into the district that have money or say they have money and want to buy the congressional seat. People want people that are from here, that care about people, that understand our way of life, our values, our traditions, and they want someone to support them that's not bought and paid for.
Well, and the other aspect to this that is kind of interesting, and you mentioned, you know, this campaign that you've been doing it now, I forget how many months, how many thousands
15
of
and
miles.
A half. Yeah. 75,000 miles, roughly. Yeah.
Yeah. Face to face. There is, however, going to be a very important component to reach and be able to track absentee voters. Are you prepared? Is your campaign figured out a way you're going to handle these absentee ballots as soon as they start going out June 20th?
Yeah, so one of the traditional ways is mailers, but mailers are very expensive and they're pretty ineffective in the sense that although people get to see your name, most of those things end up in the trash. And as someone who's fiscally conservative, we don't want to waste money in our congressional campaign because we really feel like if you're forced to spend $1 million or more in a congressional race to have a job that's $174,000 a year, how are you expected to be fiscally conservative when you get to Washington, D.C.? I want people to understand that we're focused primarily on raising just enough funds to get us in the door and get us through the election. So fundraising is important to us, and that's a strategy that we're working on. But in order to touch people, we're going to get out and start knocking doors. We got a huge volunteer following that's ready to start knocking doors. Obviously, the weather has been pretty nasty. We're starting to finally get a break in that. So door knocking is huge, and that's where we're going to target, and we're ready to do it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that I saw was they finally passed in the U.S. House of Representatives the Senate bill that was passed a few weeks ago and basically got the government back fully operational. Your position on what happened, the shutdowns, the amount of TSA officers that we lost, the funding for all of the different branches, functions of government. Have you heard any of that out on the campaign trail? Anybody asking your opinion, whether or not you would have been a more louder, vocal opponent against the shutdown? What was your position on the government shutdown?
Well, obviously, it's extremely unfortunate, and it shows a lack of ability to have conversations and get through some of the basic tasks that are required of our congressional leadership. And one of those things, to answer your first question, no, it wasn't necessarily something that was talked about, mainly because it didn't necessarily impact a majority of people in our district. You know, one of my biggest concerns with the shutdown was it just showed a failure across Congress and leadership and in the budget process. And I looked at that and I thought about ways that I could make a huge difference or impact. And one of those is why did Congress get to go into recess if they can't figure out a way to pass a budget? Why are they still getting paid while Americans are suffering the consequences of it? That's first and foremost. Second, if you're going to have people be working without pay during that time, then why are you not working during that time? There have been multiple recesses. They've sent people home for break. They've allowed them to fundraise. You shouldn't allow that to happen. You know, and the other thing is we need to start passing individual bills. You know, these omnibus bills that come through, it's really, you know, or these appropriations that we're trying to get passed, and these huge bills, they're not helping. Because it's not allowing anyone to have accountability. We're just passing blame in Congress. And when you have Congress at the lowest approval rating in history right now, fluctuating between 7 and 10%, it's sad. We still have a reelection rate of 97%. It's dropping down a little bit now because some of the incumbents are getting booted. So sure. We're down to about 95.5%. But you're just showing that there is no functionality in the federal government. And the reason that is because no one wants to have dialogue. Everyone wants to point fingers and blame. They never want to take accountability for what they're doing to contribute to it. And that's a significant problem. We've got to start focusing on Americans first. We need to stop with the bickering and complaining because it's hurting people. And we hear about it. And listen, if you accept that the Congress is going to be dysfunctional, then you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. And I think it's just time for change. If you guys can't do your job effectively or efficiently, then you need to go. And new minds, and you can't do any worse than 7.5% approval rating. You just can't. I mean, yeah. You could literally put anybody in, and they could probably do a better job than that. So, you know, that's part of it. You have this elite class of people, or you have this establishment group of people that work together to be dysfunctional. And that's not benefiting the Americans. So we've got to fix it.
Well, one of the things I thought was very interesting, Democrat U.S. Senator Fetterman came out with a pretty hard statement on his Twitter X account yesterday. You know, results of the shutdown. We lost over 1,000 TSA agents. You know, families went without food, without paychecks, you know. We did not make America more safe. We were actually, during the shutdown, less safe because of the, you know, officials that do their jobs. And he said, in the end, the Democrats got nothing. But at the same time, oh boy, they stuck it to the man. They really, you know, stuck it to Donald Trump. No, they actually stuck it, Justin, to the American people.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. You know, and that's one of the problems that we have right now with partisan politics. You know, someone always hurts, but it's not the people that are making the decisions that are getting hurt by it. It's the people who have to deal with the consequences of those decisions, and that's the American people. And it's unfortunate. It's sad. You know, we've got to come together as a nation. We got to work to really fight hard and work for those people who were elected to represent. And that's not happening. It's just not. It's not happening on both sides of the aisle, and it's got to be changed. We need politicians to focus on the people that elect them, not on themselves and self-enrichment. And that's a significant problem in Washington, D.C. You look at the people in Washington, D.C., their bellies are full. Their staffers' bellies are full. The politicians' bellies are full. Their bank accounts are full. Everything's full. But you look at the people they represent, and in a lot of places, especially in our district, you drive around, people are hurting. And the impacts of everything from grocery prices to gas prices to unemployment factors, these things are continuing to escalate, and it's a problem. And if we don't get leadership in there that really focuses on people, especially in this election, we're going to have some significant problems moving forward in the future of this country. We need to focus on what prosperity means for America and what our goal is and what our plan is for success. And that is not something right now that Washington, D.C. is doing.
Amen. Absolutely agree with that statement. One of the things that did come up was the age. I got a listener that texted me and said, you know, Justin sounds really intelligent on the radio. Haven't met him yet, but I'd like to know how old is he and what is his background. So here, just take a minute or so before we wrap up today's interview. How old are you? Where were you born and raised? And what background do you have that you could explain to this listener?
Yeah, so I'm 43 years old. I was raised in Grayling, Michigan, graduated from Grayling High School. Fortunate enough to live in one of the greatest districts in America, which is our congressional district. I love it up here. My background's in conflict resolution. I'm a combat veteran. I first found out about conflict being downrange during the Iraq War, and then I got into the dialogue portion of it, and I'm finishing my PhD in conflict analysis and resolution, which allows me to be an expert at a few different subjects, although expert's a tough word, but we focus on mediation, negotiation, and facilitation to get things done, and I think that's exactly what is needed in Congress.
Now, on that point, military service, real quick, where did you serve? Where was boot camp, and where did you go?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to be in the United States Army. I was infantry in the Army, went through a lot of training, and ended up spending 14 and a half months in combat in Iraq. I was fortunate enough to be part of a special operations team during that time, and our missions were to do direct action missions to collect and contact high-value targets on the blacklist that was provided by the Department of Defense at that time.
Too cool. And then after the 14 months, you came back. Were you still active duty at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I came back from combat, I had some injuries sustained in combat, which caused me to retire from the military at a young age, and I moved on from that. So the burdens of war are something that's really important and near and dear to my heart. Helping veterans, obviously, as a veteran myself, is something that's significantly important. So, you know, I've been blessed enough to be able to work with combat veterans returning home and transitioning into civilian life at the Department of Veterans Affairs for 5 years, which was amazing because I got to get the ins and outs of how the VA system works. There's a lot of improvements that need to happen there to help our veterans, especially in Michigan's 1st Congressional District. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to representing people in Congress. It's about people. It's definitely not about me. And I really appreciate people like you that give me the opportunity to have a voice, that promote what we're trying to do, that support us. Any support that we get, we appreciate, and we hope that people feel that appreciation when we speak to them and when we thank them for everything that they do.
That support, donations, especially for some gas money, what's the website people can go to and donate to your campaign?
Yeah, it's JustinMichaelForCongress.com.
Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com. Thank you so much, Justin, for what you're doing, man. Stay strong out there on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless you. And God bless this district.
I'm the Iron Newsbreak.
This is